The Gemara at the bottom of Kuf Yud Amud Beis starts off with the Meimah of La'olam Yadar Adam Be'eretz Yisrael Afilu Be'ir Shuv Ba'Avdei Kachavim. It's better to live in a city in Eretz Yisrael, even if it's Ba'Avdei Kachavim, La'Yadar B'Chutzas Afilu Be'ir Shuv Ba'Yisrael. And this is really the beginning of the next two blad of Agadata, speaking about the Inyan and the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael. And the question is, why is this Agadata and Maseches Ksubis? What does it have to do with Maseches Ksubis? Why is Ksubis the place to talk about the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael? To do it, there's the aside from Rav Tzadik, that he says every Agadata has an intrinsic connection to the Masechta that it's found in. So the Mashal, he says the whole Agadata of the Churban Beis HaMikdash is found in Gittin, because the whole Indian of the Churban was a Bechina of a Get, Chalila, between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a certain sense. So the Agadata of the Churban appears in Maseches Gittin. So if the Agadata of the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael appears in Maseches Ksubis, it must have an intrinsic connection to the Indian of Ksub, and the question is, what is that connection? About El Pipshat, it's coming off the last Mishnah. It talks about a kol ma'ilin l'Eretz Yisrael and a kol matzin. That's what we talk about. It. Rav Tzadik understood that there has to be a be'etzem dika connection to the whole Inyan of Ksuba if it appears in Maseches Ksubis. And the question is, what is that connection? And the truth is, Rav Tzadik himself addresses this bekitzer in a very fascinating way, very fascinating place. This is not in any of his svarim. This is a letter that he wrote to a friend of his, an old childhood friend. And this letter was written in the year 1864 to a chaver of his who he was a friend from childhood. And eventually this friend of his left Poland, where they used to be friendly and learn together. And this friend of his moved to England. He was living in Manchester in England. At a certain point, he became a doctor. He was in America. He went to medical school. Then he moved to England. And at this point, this is many years after they were friends as children. And this chaver who was living in England had a problem that he felt that the place he was living in Manchester at the time was not conducive to Ruchnias. It wasn't really a Makom Tara, and he was Mesubik. Maybe he should leave Manchester and move to Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that would be better for his Ruchnias. And he wrote a letter to Rav Tzadik asking him his advice. Does he think he should leave Manchester and move to Eretz Yisrael or not? And that's really where what the whole letter is about. He goes into the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh. Is it a mitzvah, not a mitzvah, v'chulei? That's what the whole letter is about. But b'seich ha'dvarim, Rav Tzadik writes something very fascinating, and he says that he remembers that when Katavina Talia, when I was 12 years old, Rav Tzadik writes, and we were friends, so I remember that you wrote me a letter then, at that point, and I wrote you a letter back. We used to write letters to each other as kids in Divrei Torah, and Rav Tzadik says that when I wrote you that letter, the minhag is by many gedolim, and they write a letter, instead of writing the year that the letter is written, then they write a pasuk, which is the gematria of that year. So he says that I wrote the pasuk that I chose in that letter, were the words of Shev Ba'aretz. It's a pasuk, Shev Ba'aretz, and that was the gemasha of the year that the letter was written in. And Rav Tzadik says that he thinks that maybe it was nitna nevuah l'tinaikis. Maybe I had a little bit of nevuah of Ruach HaKodesh at the time by choosing those words, because maybe I was being meramis to you that you should be Shev Ba'aretz. You should have remained in Poland. You shouldn't have moved to America or England, and you should have really remained where you were. But Al Kapanim, that was the Ruach HaKodesh Rav Tzadik said he had as a 12-year-old. And then he goes on to say another thing. He says that what were our letters about? He says, that summer I finished Maseches Ksubis, and the end of Maseches Ksubis talks about the Shvach of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and most of our letters are about the Inyan of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh. That's what our letters were about. And again, he says, maybe that was a little bit of a Ruach HaKodesh that I didn't know that 29 years later, meaning today, you would be asking me this very question, whether there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh or not. Should he move to Eretz Yisrael? Should he not? And again, that was all the nitna nevula tinaikis Rav Tzadik said that he had, both by the date that he chose and the topic of the letters. But Al Kapanim, when he mentions that the letters were about the ending of the Shvach of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which is brought down at the end of Maseches Ksubis, he puts in brackets over there a very short hesber why Taka belongs in Maseches Ksubis, and he says that it's Karka Yuchedus L'Ksubasa Shul Knesses Yisrael Meiz Daida V'Aviyosh B'Shamayim Amashem Kulam Tzadikim Lailam Yoshu Aretz. And he seems to be saying like this, that there's a musig, when a person gets married, you're mechayv yourself to your wife through the ksuba, you're mechayv to give her money if there'll be misa or gerishin. But the derech is, like we see throughout the Masechta in different places, that a person had karka miyuchadus l'ksubasa, there was a karka that was miyuchad for the ksuba to collect from that karka. It's not enough to be mishabed yourself, but they would designate a certain karka and say, this is the karka that if something happens, you could collect your ksuba from this karka. And Rav Tzadik is understanding that that's mamash what Eretz Yisrael is. Eretz Yisrael is the karka miyuchadus l'ksubasa. During Mount Tara, there was a nisuin and a kiddushin between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Tara was kiviyachol the ksuba between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the haflah is marich and is hakdama, how exactly everything works out, but there is a certain element of kiddushin, nisuin, and ksuba. And what was the karka mechadasik subasa that we have a right to be gaiva from? That is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is that karka that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to be the karka mechadasik subasa. And that is the makam where the ksuba is chal in a bepaldik way. That's where we have that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Mount Tyre. That kasha that happened through Mount Tyre continues in Eretz Yisrael because that is the makam, the physical makam, where there's an achiza for the ksuba, the karka mechadasik subasa. And for that reason, Zaktab Tzadik, that's why the whole Agadah of Eretz Yisrael appears in Maseches Ksubis, because Eretz Yisrael itself is very much shaykh to the Ksuba between Klal Yisrael and Avinu Shebashamayim, because it is the Karka Mechadas Ksubasa, and that is the primistic reason why this Agadah appears over here in Maseches Ksubis, besides for the Pashup Shat that is coming off the Mishnah of Berendaf Kufir and Mebeis.